Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey you, welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
I'm wife.
And together we're reading the Bible.
Starting with Genesis and eventually ending with Revelations, we're working through every book and offering our atheist 2 cents.
Or shekels.
Yeah, those. We're asking questions and pointing out all the nonsense.
We aren't academics or scholars.
Nope. In fact, when it comes to religion, we really don't know anything at all.
What we've learned so far is that God's a dick.
Oh, he really is, isn't he? If you're interested in how we reached this startling conclusion, maybe start from episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in anywhere. It's all good.
Yep.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now!
Hey everybody, this is husband, and I am just kind of filling in a gap here. Wife is sleeping and tired tonight, so we are going to replay an old episode, and hopefully that will suffice for today. Maybe we'll make up a couple tomorrow, but we will be back with something shortly, and we'll see you guys soon. In the meantime, you should go, if you haven't checked out our shop, you should head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com and check out our merchandise shop. You can get a link in the top menu bar up there. But for now, we're going to have a replay of the discussion of atheist versus agnostic.
Hey, husband.
Hey, wife.
It's Tuesday, but not Q&A day.
Correct, because we did no Bible reading on Thursday.
Correct, because it was our bonus 100th episode, also Thanksgiving.
So therefore, we have to do another bonus episode. Right. Stay on track.
Right.
So here we are. Bonus episode number 2.
I know, right?
In within a week.
Within a week.
Yeah.
So I was going to write something up, like I said.
Yeah.
And then I didn't because you shot down my idea.
See, that's not exactly how I saw it, but...
But that's how okay. I saw it, and I'm the one that is the writer, so.
I mean, I saw it as a criticism that could be worked through.
Hmm, okay.
That's all.
See, what I heard was, that's a dumb idea. That's not funny.
Well, I sincerely apologize if that's the way I came across.
And so then my creativity was like...
Your creativity is always...
What?
When's the last time you wrote a blog for our podcast or our website?
Well, poop on you.
I'm just saying.
You shouldn't say stuff like that.
I shouldn't?
No.
I thought this is where we say whatever we want to say.
Damn.
I know. That was a low blow.
That was. I'm sorry. Ouch. You're just kicking a fellow while he's down.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
So instead of that, we're doing this.
We are doing this.
And do you know what this is?
I believe we talked about it last week, how we need to talk about, like, you know, the differences and nuances between atheism and agnosticism, so...
And the point of this podcast with regard to those.
And the point of this podcast with regard to those, so... And
where it all fits together.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what this is. And I think that's going to be a good discussion. I think that you and I will have some disagreement.
For sure.
And that makes this great.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and delve into this, huh?
Let's do it. So I thought that maybe we could pick up kind of where we left off. And just for a recap, this was a discussion that we kind of sort of started last week in our Thanksgiving 100th episode bonus.
Yeah, and I was giving you dirty looks.
You were giving me such dirty looks. And then it was because we were, I forget what it was with regard to, but we were talking about the fact that you're like hardcore atheist and I'm more like agnostic leaning atheist, but I'm a little more spiritual than you.
Sure.
And you were like losing your shit.
I wasn't losing my shit. I just didn't want to have the discussion right then and there.
Right. But then between takes or whatever, takes, like we do more than one take. Anyway, during the break, I was like, what the fuck were those faces about? And you were like, Well, this podcast gets disseminated on an atheist stream on Twitter. And so you were concerned that it should always only be pure atheist. And I'm not trying to diminish that thought process at all.
Right.
I just wanted to have a little more nuanced conversation than that because my thinking was, regardless of the stream that it's disseminated on, our podcast is about reading the Bible.
It is. And I mean, there are
people who might not just be solid atheists who are listening. There might be Christians with a soft touch. There might be agnostics who aren't sure where they stand.
And to be fair, the pure atheist agenda that I was pushing on you the last week was kind of based on my interactions that I've had on Twitter more than it was on our original intentions for this podcast.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not to diminish from my feelings of what I believe and what I don't believe.
I think it was a discussion worth having because we needed to step back for a second and be like, oh, wait a minute, where this is going versus where we are versus where we started is all kinds of different places.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, we literally started this because we had never read the Bible and we thought other people might enjoy that journey.
Right.
So, you know, like that was the entire concept.
Right.
Still is.
I feel like that still is. And so with that being said, like, I don't necessarily want to have to watch my mouth lest I piss off hardcore atheists.
Like I could make you watch your mouth.
No. But I don't want to make you uncomfortable as the producer having to try to rein me in. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so that's why I thought it bore a conversation. And we had some of that conversation during the break that I thought would be something that we could have here as well, because it's interesting and we always want to be open and transparent.
Yeah. So why don't you explain a little bit about what your feelings towards, you know, God and spirituality and whatever is. Like, why don't you explain to me and our listeners and tell me a little bit about what you think.
I think it depends on what you're asking, because to me the question is there such a thing as God? My answer is like, well, basically no. I don't think that there's like, you know, certainly not a man with a beard in the sky.
But it's the basically bit that gets people.
Okay.
That's what gets me.
I don't think that there's anybody in charge.
Okay.
I don't think that there's somebody like that you pray to that answers with miracles and whatnot and what have you.
Okay.
But I don't want to discount any possibility that we're all interconnected, because like the question that atheists always ask is, you know, you can't prove it, therefore it doesn't exist, but you also can't prove love or happiness or joy is the other side of that, like the feeling side of it.
Right, but I think that the issue that people have with that thinking is that it's a slippery slope.
Sure, no, I totally agree.
Very slippery slope.
And that's why I tend to be closed mouth about it, because I don't want to lend credence to magic or religion or witchcraft or, you know, all right. of those other things, that New Age nonsense that comes with it. Like, I don't, that's not what I believe either.
Right.
I don't really have, this is where my agnosticism lies. I don't have an answer. I don't know. So, and I'm comfortable with that.
So you're, I'm going to try to maybe answer this for you a little bit, but like, I think that your agnosticism, quote unquote, comes from a place of you just want to be able to question whatever you want to question.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to, you know, I mean, okay, so I think even an atheist, right? If something happened and like whatever, you know, like it was proven that this has happened, they'd be like, yep, okay, I guess that's true then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're just taking it one step further and saying, okay, well, I don't feel like delving into this enough to where I, you know, want to decide one way or the other, and I'm just going to leave my brain open to the possibility of whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah, as my uber Christian Southern Baptist mom likes to say, don't leave your head so open that it your brain falls out.
Well,
and I'm like, you know what? I'm comfortable with I don't know.
I agree with you to an extent. Like, I mean, I think that the minute that you stop thinking and learning, you've given up.
Right,
you know, right?
Right.
So, I mean, like, you should never close yourself off 100% from anything.
Right.
That being said, I feel like the religious communities out there and the cults that exist out there, these things are dangerous.
Absolutely. And they do capitalize on the I don't know part of it, because they're like, really? Because we do.
Well, and I think that's the real problem, is that the ability for them to take these ideas of unknowns and turn them into this is what happened,
mm-hmm.
when people are at their lowest points in their lives, that's what's dangerous.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. Totally agree.
And I think that's why people rail against it, honestly.
Sure, sure. And I have no problem with that. I want this to be a safe place for people to be able to say, yeah, I don't believe in God, but I'm also, like, not an asshole about it. Because
no, I mean, I want this to be a safe place for Christians who aren't assholes if they want to learn about
right.
the Bible. I mean, like,
right.
I have no qualm with anybody that wants to join us for the journey of what – the journey we're having. If they want to come along, I welcome them, you know?
Right, right.
You turn around and be an asshole to me, though, and I'll block your ass on Twitter, so.
Right. But, I mean, as far as, like, atheism, like – is there a God is only really, to me, part of the question, because then there's also the other questions of, like, is there an afterlife, which is where religion usually starts.
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Right. Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Mostly no.
I mean, all brain activity ceases after so many minutes
right.
of death, you know,
right.
or, you know, your heart stopping. So, like, there's things scientifically they've proven there's nothing going on there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Now, I mean, the things that people, like, well, I've seen a ghost, or I've seen this, and you know.
Or, like even, reincarnation.
Even here, we had marshmallows fly across our house when you were home by yourself.
Oh, my God. That was creeptastic. Like, I've never seen a ghost, but that was, like, a very haunting experience, so to speak.
I
mean,
but it might have been a, I don't know, maybe it was a bird that was in the house and decided to carry some marshmallow across the room. I'm just saying.
Right.
Like, my mind does not go immediately like the...
Yeah, I'm sure that there was a perfectly logical and scientific explanation for what happened, but I don't know what it was, and therefore it was scary.
Right.
And that's where it comes from, a place of fear of not knowing what it is, what happens, what's going on,
right.
And we want to fill that in.
Well, and that's where religion always fills the gaps, is that fear of the unknown.
Right.
But my mind usually goes to, well, I may not be able to explain that, but there must be a scientific, like, my mind always goes to, there must be a scientific explanation.
Whereas my mom wanted to come and pray over the house.
Right.
And I literally told her, Mom, you do whatever makes you feel comfortable and safe. I'm fine here.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Because thus far, no ghost has harmed me. So.
Right. Yeah. They must be the, you know, Casper of our town.
I mean, they literally threw a bag of marshmallows across the room.
I mean, that's just funny.
No, the only disturbing part was that the cat was really disturbed over it
as well. And also the cat was in the room, so that means the cat didn't do it.
Yeah. So. Me and the cat looking at each other with a WTF look on our face.
Right. Unless the fish, like, you know...
Developed legs?
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was something weird happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. But my mind always goes to some sort of a scientific explanation. So,
yeah, and mine does as well. I like having the room to be able to say, I do not know the answer. And part of that means being able to say, including God or afterlife or whatever.
I think that the option to ask questions should always be there. And I think the part that makes me mad about, you know, the communities that I've seen on Twitter and in the atheist communities in general, like when you were part of that atheist group in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They were so hateful.
There's this closed-mindedness that doesn't allow for questions, doesn't allow for not understanding.
They're arrogant pricks because they think they know all the answers.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, you know, not most, but it is a proven fact that, like, in studies they've shown that atheists actually know more about the Bible than Christians do.
Well, sure.
Generally speaking.
But they don't know more about, like, life in general.
But the reason they usually probably know that is because they hate their religion that they came from, and they did a lot of studying to get there, right?
And that's fine, but I mean, that gets into nurture versus nature and hurt people, and, you know, the reason that they are assholes is because assholishness was done unto them, and they're like, and I'm sorry, at some point, just don't be a dick.
No, I was going more for a different perspective there, and that's that they've fought their way out of this darkness that they came from in their minds to this new enlightened point of view where God does not exist. Now, I think that some atheists hold on to that idea so strongly that it almost becomes a new religion of sorts. Now, obviously, it's not, and that's a dangerous way for me to say that, because I don't really believe that they think that they don't believe in religion, obviously, but they don't allow for people to have other ideas or to question their viewpoints,
right?
And they get very angry if you do.
Yeah.
Now, not all atheists are like that. There are definitely some out there having good discussions and having that are open and welcoming to all people as long as it's a respectful conversation.
But this particular group that I belong to. Was all old white men who had all the answers and knew all the things. And they were not there for somebody my age, a woman no less, coming in and asking questions.
Right.
And I was quite made to feel like the fact that at the same time that I was going to this place, I was also going to church on Sundays.
Right.
And they had no room in their lives for that. And they ridiculed and belittled me. And it was a horrible experience. And
to be fair, I was sometimes going to church on Sundays at that point too, because we had a pastor who we actually approached and told him we don't believe in God.
Right.
And we were there mostly because your sister was going, and also because we were interested in learning more about the Bible, which is kind of why we're doing this podcast.
Not from a religious perspective, but from an academic, scholarly,
right,
historical, and this literary.
This pastor was very much interested in the historical aspects of the Bible and the where everything's – he was interesting to listen to.
He was very interesting.
And actually, I think he is somewhat atheist now.
No, he's very angry atheist. He's
very atheist now.
Yeah. So, his studies got the best of him, I think.
Yeah, we put that little seed in there and maybe it developed into more.
I do know that we were the last couple that he married.
Yeah. Yeah.
He married us and then was done. And then now he's an atheist. We broke a pastor.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
Chalk one up to the sacrilegious discourse team, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I hope he's happy to this day.
I do too. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
He was a really good guy. But my point is that there was a problem with me attending both groups, and that shouldn't be that way.
Did they even give you room to answer the questions as to why you were attending? Did they even make you feel comfortable enough to talk about it?
They would ask, but I honestly wasn't comfortable to answer. It was an ask out of, why would you do that?
Right.
It's all in the tone. It was less of a, huh, that's really interesting. Why are you doing both? I'm curious and would genuinely like to know. Like, it's the same question, but the way you ask it.
Yeah.
One invites discussion, the other scorn, and I'm not here for that.
Well, and that's... I mean, okay, look, I don't want to alienate people. Part of my issue with having this discussion at all, mm-hmm, is that I don't want to alienate people. And part of alienating people right now is that probably there's at least one or two of our listeners that are hardcore, you know, atheists that don't have any give, right? I mean, that's a possibility. I don't know every one of our listeners. I don't know what their feelings are on the matter, but I guess if we want to make this what we want, what we are, mm-hmm, we need it to be a place where, you know, discussions can be had in a very friendly.
Right.
I don't want to not be able to have discussions with Christian people, with, you know, like, I want to be able to bring them into the fold as long as there is a respectfulness on both sides.
Sure. My thing is, honestly, you can believe whatever you want to believe or not, but don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Wheaton's Law always.
Right. And, you know, we can obviously attribute dickishness to Christianity in general.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But that doesn't mean that we need to attribute it to each individual Christian.
Right.
Because those Christians might be questioning their faith. They might be questioning, you know, lots of things. Because obviously there are holes. There are lots of holes in the Bible.
Yeah.
Now.
And that was something that I pointed out. That, you know, are we wanting this to be a place where they're not comfortable listening because, you know, we have to worry about only one particular avenue.
Right. And we have a high barrier to get into our podcast in the first place, because to be okay to listen to us, you have to be okay with us calling God a dick.
Right.
And I mean, you know, like, if you're a Christian, that's a high bar.
Yeah, that's true.
You probably got to start listening as an angry, like, these fuckers, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, there's got to be something in you that's like, I don't know. I mean, but I don't want to on purpose alienate someone because they're interested.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Or questioning. Or just not even sure what they feel.
Right. I mean, feel free to anger listen. Like, listen with anger all day. Don't come after me with it. And then, you know, listen to a few episodes and then let's have a discussion. Let's talk about it.
My favorite are people who are supposed to be on the same team as us, and they're the ones giving us shit for not knowing stuff. Like that one Twitter thing you got.
Well,
and I'm
hold tight on that one. Because that did jar me a little bit the other day when I got that Twitter comment about some, I don't remember exactly.
They said, how could you be so ignorant?
Right, right. But so he actually listens to, or they actually listen to our podcast. Mm-hmm. And I we had a discussion after the fact.
Oh, okay. And I didn't realize that. That's cool.
I think that Twitter often all here's another issue with Twitter, in particular
tone
nuances and tone is not something that you can see
right
on the 140 characters.
Yeah.
In fact, it gets lost very easily because you have to like cut things out and shorten it up and make things not quite what you want them to be.
So what you're left with is, how can you be so ignorant?
Right. When it was literally a question. Like, it was literally a question. Like, he didn't... I guess we don't come across... He didn't believe that we were ignorant about the Bible. And he didn't believe, so, like, okay. You know, he was literally questioning our ignorance or lack thereof of the Bible, which I admitted, I said, sometimes, you know, I ham it up a little bit more than I need to because I'm trying to make sure that everybody is on board with what we're talking about. But generally speaking,
I don't really
know what's going on because I've never read the fucking Bible.
Are ignorant.
Now, was I an atheist before I read the Bible? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely I was as well.
Because it's what I see out in society, what I see from Christians, what I see from just pop culture, from everything that references Christianity or religion in general, is absolute hypocrisy and bullshit.
Right.
And you can't it never made sense. There's no way, like, it just never made sense. Like, the whole thing never made sense. I tried to get it to make sense and it never made sense.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted, when I was younger, I wanted to be part of this crowd and it never made sense.
Right.
So I don't know. I've always been an atheist, but I don't know. Part of me has not sought out to understand more about the Bible in the past because
it didn't seem necessary.
Well, that, and I don't want to. I guess I didn't want to support this. Like, I didn't. I don't know. Like, I didn't want to like try to give it something that it's not. I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly. I guess I wanted to, I just don't want to talk about it. Like when it comes to people that are in my community,
yeah,
that I live around here, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I have a community of people that I can talk to about it on Twitter and through our podcast and different venues that we now have available to us.
Right.
But when it came to my community that I grew up in, that I live in currently, I did not, do not, will never want to talk about it here.
Right.
Because it's such a...
it's a closed circle, honestly.
Yeah, and it's, you get judged very harshly.
Yeah.
For being,
yeah,
non-Christian, let alone an atheist. I mean, if you just don't go to church, you're judged harshly. Like, you can see it in people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they don't go to church.
Like, they don't ask, do you go to church on Sundays? They ask, if they ask at all, they ask, where do you go to church?
Right.
Because it's understood that, of course, you do go. You clearly don't go to ours, but there's only, like, 10 churches right here in this fucking area.
Right. And if you don't list off one that they're aware of, they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, they don't believe you.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you need to come to our church, blah, blah, mm-hmm, blah. And I mean, like, it's... They're bullies. They're absolute bullies when it comes to... I mean, and it's just not something that I want to have a discussion with people out here. Like, I just don't want to.
To be fair, it's not worth the discussion.
It's not worth the discussion.
Because they're not asking... Just like the atheists that I was messing with, they're not really interested in anything you have to say. They're interested in what they feel, and they want to voice it at you.
Right, right.
So what I'm really glad to find out that person... who tweeted that, like, it seemed like it came off as an insult, but it was an actual legit question.
Yeah.
I'm glad you clarified that because I was like, what do you mean how am I that ignorant? Like, I am that ignorant.
Right. No, and that's kind of what I said. I said, we say that at the front of every episode, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we don't know how to pronounce anything in the Bible. We cover it as much as possible because, I mean... The reason we're doing this, we wanted to read the Bible for ourselves, but also, I mean, I think there are a lot of people out there, religious, non-religious, that could use a first-time take on the Bible. Like, how, you know, what are the initial reactions when you read the Bible?
Right.
First time. What are the initial reactions? instead of somebody that's been trained in this and studied it forever, like they yeah. obviously have a trained response to every section of the Bible. Right. That includes atheists and yeah. religious leaders.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a trained response.
Right.
You know?
It's true.
I don't want a trained response. I want to read it for myself and I want to determine that it sucks on my own.
Well, I mean, four books in and
it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's, I think one of my biggest hangups as far as knowledge is that I don't want to get my information secondhand. Like, I always want to go to the source and find out what's the actual information. So that's what our aim is to go to the source and read it and just react. And maybe we'll go back and we'll delve into this more, you know, learning, but I don't know that I want to. I don't know that I want to learn about the Bible so much as I want to react to the Bible.
Yeah, I think that is a better summary, honestly. And I wish we could go back and add that in somehow because I think, but we didn't know when we first started that that was
sure
totally what we were doing.
No, we have a much better idea now what we're doing
sure
as opposed to when we started.
Which is why I thought that this discussion was worth having at this point.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
So ultimately, we still don't know what the fuck we're doing, and we still don't know what the fuck the Bible is about. And
but ultimately, that's okay.
Yeah.
Ultimately, this is about answering questions for ourselves mm-hmm. and for anybody who cares to listen, because we really love our fans.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, the fans that we've met and interacted with, you guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like,
honestly.
We love you guys.
Honestly, it's made me feel so much less, I don't want to say less alone, because I know that there are other people out there who think like I do, but to be able to interact with people who think like I do,
right,
it does ease the burden a little bit.
You know what? And the other thing, I think they would call us on our shit. Like if they thought we were being disingenuous or if we were being whatever. I mean, I've had discussions with one of our fans, and you know, I was like, I don't want to, like, he'll send me some stuff like about something that we're going to read or that we have read, and I'm like, oh, I don't want anything that I haven't read. And he's like, oh, I know, I don't want you to read ahead. I'm like, well, good, because I'm not going to. So
I love that. I love that.
Yeah,
that they know us and they know where we are and what we're doing here.
That was a shout out for you, Brian.
Brian's pretty awesome.
Brian is pretty awesome.
Oh my.
All right. Do you have anything else that we're covering today?
I think that about does it. I mean, I just wanted to have that discussion with you on record and to clarify your facial reactions to my
one last thing.
Yeah.
I get caught up in what we should be doing sometimes, because
right.
I'm trying to, not only are we having a discussion in a podcast, mm-hmm. I'm also trying to create a brand and an image.
No, I know. And you sometimes have to put on three different hats at the same time. And that's what this discussion was, is hold on, take off your producer hat for a second
yeah.
and come be my co-host again.
No, and I totally agree with you. Like I got caught up in the image of what we were and what we should be. And I think I did need to take a step back for a second. So I do appreciate this episode.
But I mean, toward that end, you know, I get flighty and I forget what we're doing altogether.
No,
you
can fucking talk about anything, anytime, and you just never know what's going to happen with you.
My little pony, my little pony. Yep, I sure could.
Yeah.
We ground each other. I love right. you, husband.
I love you, wife.
And I think that's a good place to end it.
Sounds good. All right, we'll see you guys for our next episode on Thursday. Where we'll be reading the Bible again.
We will be reading the Bible. I don't actually have the chapters
yeah.
in front of me, but
we're
still in the book of Numbers.
We are in Numbers.
We're
getting close to the end.
I want to say it's like 32 and 33
or
something like that.
Sounds close to where we're at. I don't know.
Whatever.
In the 30s, mid-30s, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
We're almost done with Numbers.
I do know that.
So we're going to have to do another fucking bonus episode soon.
It'll probably be a little better planned out than this one.
I sure hope
maybe.
So. Yeah, maybe.
No promises. Maybe,
but you know us, so whatever. All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here then.
Bye. Husband.
Yes, wife?
Remember how you told me we're on Patreon now?
Yeah, why?
because we're starting something new for Patreon members only. Every couple of weeks, we'll cover something in the news, a current event, or something we feel strongly needs to be discussed. And only subscribers get to hear our discussion.
That's right. It's all for our Patreon members as a thank you for their support. Join now for as little as $2 a month to get all of our extra content. Go to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Do it now. Husband, it's the end.
It is indeed, wife.
Tell the people where they can contact us.
Well, they can get a hold of us via our email, which is sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. We have Twitter @sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, why do you know? Why do you keep doing that? Ugh. All right. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a Pinterest page. But if you really want to get our attention, Twitter's where it's at.
Twitter is where you're at.
Yeah.
And they should also review, like, and subscribe, yeah?
Definitely. Apple Podcasts reviews help us out tremendously. And we also can use your support on Patreon, which is a great place to support us as well. That would be at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.